Once again, Ed has the pleasure of interviewing Rick Borstein. Rick is the Business Development Manager of the Legal Market for Adobe Systems Incorporated. Among other topics, they discuss the search element of Adobe Acrobat.
Rick, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Ed. My pleasure to be here.
In our previous conversations, you highlighted some of the idiosyncrasies and benefits of the Adobe product, and our purpose today is to discuss one more of those elements that has come forth, and that is the search element. Why don't you talk about how Adobe, in contrast to some of the other systems out there, can help us search PDFs and what kind of a search it does?
Okay. Well, Acrobat can find lots of different types of things, of course, only in PDF files. And, you know, one question people ask is, you know, why wouldn't I use something like Google search? Well, it has to do with, I think, granularity and kind of what you're doing. I think of Google search or another desktop search tool as something where I can't find what I'm looking for, I don't necessarily even know where it is, and help me find it. Acrobat would be more a tool to use when you have a set of case files that are already in PDF or are going to be in PDF, when I'm looking through evidentiary information, or perhaps when I've collected a bunch of information over the years, maybe from magazine articles, but it could be from electronic sources like the web or whatever, converted to PDF, and I want to create my own little library and search against it. The difference between using Acrobat to search and a desktop search engine is the amount of features you get working with PDF itself. And also, you could create a search tool for someone using Adobe Reader. So if you have Acrobat Professional, you can choose create a search index, put it on a CD along with files for your client, and they can search that using the free Adobe Reader. They wouldn't need to download any other additional software.
So in other words, you give them a CD or equivalent, and it contains all the documents of interest to that particular person. Within that media, you're giving them the capability of doing a search on that CD alone.
Exactly. So you can include a search index as part of that distribution.
Okay.
Acrobat 8 also introduces a new feature, which is the ability to embed a search index, that's a full-text index, in a document. And some attorneys like to create one case file, you know, one big PDF with all the different evidentiary information in their notes and things like that. So you can embed a search index in an individual document. Or in Acrobat 8, Ed, which we talked about during the last conversation, we have the notion of packages. And a package is like a box into which you put several types of documents, several documents. So maybe you put, you know, a few hundred or thousand PDFs in there. You can create a search index in that Adobe PDF package, again, which travels that one single file. So some of the differences between what we do and, say, a desktop search tool is our indexes can travel along with the documents. They allow you to search the latest PDF formats. And kind of the way we do things is a little bit different. I do use desktop search tools as well, and they usually run as background tasks, and I end up turning them off a lot of the time. And when Acrobat, you only generate an index when you explicitly ask it to. And I think what's most interesting, though, is you can search on more than just the text of the document.
Well, before you get to where you're going with that comment, I want to highlight something that you said earlier that I think is really important for the conversation and for our folks, our listeners, to clearly understand, because I did not at first, but that is that if you know that what you're looking for is in a PDF format, in a document that's in a PDF format, then what you're saying is you can use the Adobe Acrobat product probably to more quickly and more effectively do your search. But if you don't know that it's in the PDF format, it's somewhere on your hard drive, then the desktop search engine might be the best place for you to start looking to even find out if it's in the PDF format. Am I right?
Right. And I think you said it best there, Ed. I mean, if you've lost a file and you don't know what kind of format it is, you're going to want to use a desktop search engine like X1 or Copernic or Google or ISIS. There's a few of the ones I've used. But when you're kind of building cases, and we do that a lot in PDF these days, or building libraries or archives, we've kind of moved things to PDF by then, and it's a little easier, and I think, and less troublesome, I think, to do it right in Acrobat.
Okay. Now you start talking about doing the search in more than just the text of the document. What did you mean by that?
Okay. Well, think about what an attorney does. We look at documents, and we apply our knowledge to those documents. Sometimes we write in the notes or the margins of them. We might file them a certain way so that we know what they are. And these days with PDF, some things that attorneys are doing to apply their knowledge to documents are adding notes and comments to them using annotations. So maybe you or maybe your expert you're working with on the case are looking at medical records, a medical case, which are handwritten notes. And a tool like X1 or Google is not going to help you find those handwritten notes. However, once that's scanned into PDF format, we can apply notes and comments to it. We could say goes to the issue of improper care, for example. And we can add our notes and comments to those things. Sometimes we see that attorneys will add bookmarks. That's the little kind of table of contents area on the left-hand side of a PDF document. On each point where they're kind of thinking about what they're going to say about a case. Acrobat will find all those different things as well. Some people, although it's kind of rare in the legal industry, will work with the document metadata. So you could add keywords in your document metadata fields, and Acrobat can search on those as well. And when you perform your search in Acrobat, you can see what each hit is. Is that a bookmark? Is that a note? Is that metadata? Is that just full text? Acrobat will let you see all those different things.
Now, how would you suggest that our listeners use these features?
Well, I think it depends on what you're trying to do. One thing I think that people over-rely on, Ed, is full-text search. I think that how we categorize a document is many times more important than full-text. Because we may be looking for an agreement, but if you look in the text of the document, it doesn't ever say agreement in there. So that isn't a good search term to work with. We need to review our documents and assign them to categories and things like that. There are a lot of tools that purport to do that. You could use a tool like Casemap, which is terrific, or you can do that right in Acrobat and use search to do that. So you might say, let's take all these documents that I have. I'm going to put them into a PDF package, and then I'm going to go ahead and apply a description to each document. And that's a very useful thing to do when you're trying to find a document. So maybe you want to find all your depo really quickly, or you want to find all of the notes from your expert witness really quickly. Those are the sort of things that go into making a case that are useful. I talked to a trust attorney not too long ago, and he'd been collecting a lot of information over the years in magazine articles and printouts from the web and things like that he wanted to search on. And he had kind of put them in a filing cabinet kind of by the major issue they cover. So what I suggested to him was to scan those in and OCR them and put them each in an individual folder on his hard drive and create an index for each area or subject matter area. That way he can zero in just on what he's looking for.
So you can do it by subject matter. You can do it by document description.
Sure.
You can have a category called notes. You could have a category called client Smith or client Jones and the like.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that information is in many cases more useful than full text. Full text, I don't know, if you've ever had trouble finding a document on the web, and I know we all have, that really makes sense, you know what I'm talking about here. When we start to make a case, we start to look through our documents and we start to create associations and we start to code and qualify things. That's what you want to try to capture electronically if you can.
Sounds to me almost as difficult as trying to, in document management, in knowledge management, going back to all your old case files and scanning them and then trying to be able to research your what I would call precedent documents. So if you're going to go backwards, that might be too difficult, but if you're going to go forward, you're just creating it on the fly as you travel.
And I think that's a good point, is do you want to go back and do everything you've ever done in the 20 years you've been computing? Probably not. What you want to do is put together a best practice for moving forward. You know, how can I save time on this case? How can I be more efficient? How can I find the smoking gun that I'm really looking for?
Well, if we're moving forward, how would you suggest we get going? What are some of the things, or how would you do that in Adobe Acrobat Professional, for example?
Okay. Well, I think, you know, first of all, take the time to categorize things. So you might have a client file, and you then might go in and organize it by each individual matter, by client, and then by each individual matter you're working on. You know, take the time to do that. You can find a lot of documents very quickly, even without search at all, just by putting them in the right place. That could be a challenge for people in case we put them in the wrong place, but that's a good best practice. And I don't just create a mishmash in your hard drive where you save all your files. I think, secondly, using Acrobat, once you've done that, you can go in and create an index at whatever kind of level of granularity you're looking for. You know, it could be, if you're generally searching for documents, you might just point it to your entire client file, and Acrobat will index every other folder underneath, for PDFs, that is.
Again, it's only for the PDFs, not for your Word or your WordPerfect text documents.
No, Acrobat's not going to be able to find your Word or WordPerfect files. So I think you probably want to use Acrobat a little more surgically and use a tool like X1 or Google a little bit more generically. And by that, I mean you're making a case file. You're going to court or mediation. You've got all these documents. I want to apply my knowledge to them. I want to be able to find them quickly, and I want to be able to pull them up when I need to. That's where Acrobat can really help because the PDF format allows you to put everything in one format. I can take all my electronic files, Word, WordPerfect, Excel, or PowerPoint, and convert those to PDF. I can take whatever specific findings and case law and sites and things like that that I want to create as PDF and convert those to PDF. I can easily take paper documents and scan those and OCR them to PDF. So we can get everything in one format and work with it and comment on it and add notes to it in the same way. That makes it easier to work with when you're in one file format.
Okay, and if you're taking a document that you haven't created yourself, but it's been created by somebody else, now you've got hard copy, can you merely scan it? For example, for a small firm, scan it on a ScanSnap by Fujitsu, and then that becomes a PDF file, and that's searchable, or you have to do something else to it?
Well, it depends on your scanner. The ScanSnap includes some OCR software with it, I believe.
Okay.
But if you have Acrobat Professional and any Twain or ISIS compatible scanner, those are just two standard scanner drivers that are out there, Acrobat can scan and OCR and allow you to even fill in metadata information, should you want to, all in one step.
All right. So if you were going into Professional, and 8 is the version I have currently, what would you click on in the toolbar? You'd click on Advanced?
Well, to scan, you'd choose Create PDF from Scanner for scanning. And then to actually create an index, you'd simply go to Advanced, choose Document Processing, and choose Full Text Index with Catalog. After that, you just need to choose the folder you want to index, and Acrobat will and give that index a name, and Acrobat will create an index of that folder and any other folders underneath.
Okay, so in this particular case, it will say open index or new index, and if you haven't done it before, you'll click on new index and then go from there.
Right, and then when you search, you need to go into our advanced search window, which is just, you know, Control-Shift-F, and open that up, choose your advanced search options, and Acrobat will give you a lot of the standard search options you expect. But what you'll note in there is that you can search on bookmarks and metadata and comments and so on. We do support a lot of the standard things you'd expect from a full-text search engine, like word stemming, so it can find want, wanted, wanting, you know, as you go. It will allow you to search on something, whether it's case-sensitive or not. You can searches or proximity searches. So I can say I want to find Ed Pohl within 20 words of podcast. And Acrobat would be able to help you find that as well.
Okay. Now, what's the difference with respect to the various editions of Adobe as it relates to the search feature that we're talking about? You've got Adobe Reader, Acrobat Standard, and Professional. Okay. Can you do the same thing in all of these versions?
Well, you can do a subset of them in Reader. So Adobe Reader allows you to attach to any index or search any embedded index in a PDF. So if you've provided that using Acrobat Professional, Acrobat Standard Adobe Reader can both search that index. Both Adobe Reader Standard and Pro do not require an index to search. I can just point it at a directory of files, and it'll search across all those files without creating an index. But it's a lot faster if you do take the time to create the index. And it then allows you to do Boolean searches, which is a fancy way of saying and or type searches. If you want to create a full text index, you will need Acrobat Professional to do that. And only Acrobat Professional has the catalog functionality, which we were just discussing.
Okay. Well, as with anything else that is good, there's a learning curve. And in this case, there's a preparatory curve is what I would call it. You have to prepare your machine to accept the documents and be able then to assist you in finding what you need faster. It's probably better off taking the time to create that index than it is not creating that index and trying to find it, especially since Adobe Professional will take you, as you said earlier, to the particular word that you're looking for or the particular document you're looking for within this PDF index, contrasted to some of the other searches.
Right. So it'll open the document, take you right to that page, and highlight the word for you. And it'll show you in the document every instance of that word and where it occurs. So it'll tell you if it occurred in a note that you added to the document. It'll tell you if it was in the text of the index or perhaps in a bookmark.
Well, Rick, I know that there will be some more questions that are generated by our conversation today. And where would you suggest they go to find some of the answers? I know you've done a lot of writing on the subject. Do you have further commentary posted somewhere?
I do. I've got a how-to article on how to use Acrobat Search on my blog, and the address for that is http://blogs.adobe.com/acrolaw, A-C-R-O-L-A-W. Or you could just search on my name, Rick Borstein, in Google, and it'll probably come up. That's a how-to article with screenshots and shows you exactly how to set it up. Search is actually a pretty broad topic in Acrobat. I plan to cover that from several angles in the future, but I've got a current article that shows you exactly how to create that search index available now.
Well, Rick, as always, it's a pleasure for me to have the opportunity to talk with you. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You have been listening to a LawBiz podcast. For more podcasts, please visit www.lawbiz.com/podcasts.html. Feel free to tell your friends and colleagues about LawBiz podcasts. You may duplicate this program in part or in whole, provided that you retain appropriate attribution and copyright notices.